Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Nush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana counties. Representative Nush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was hard at work this week trying to come up with a way to solve the state's revenue issues with the state budget in a way that doesn't adversely affect taxpayers. And I understand that it was a successful effort, and it's something that you've been working on for a while.
Yes, the combined effort here on the floor was this week, but it's culmination of about 8 weeks' work on the part of the Taxpayers Caucus members. A large group of the House members were rightly upset when they learned of, as we had discovered, there are hundreds of millions of dollars sitting in offline accounts that were not being driven out for the purposes for which the money was taken from the people of the Commonwealth. It was fortunate, actually, that our group discovered the money. The mid-year budget reports from the governor's own budget secretary and the independent fiscal office indicated there was not enough revenue to pay for the 16-17 budget items, and rather than slow the spending or put some of the programs on hold, as he was constitutionally responsible to do, the governor overspent us to the tune of about $1.5 billion. He stuck the legislature and the people of Pennsylvania with the bill. We found sufficient funds to pay the entire debt in 41 of the 218 special funds we discovered. But as we got closer to the 102 votes we needed early this week in order to get the transfer of this money over, the governor came out in full force along with a large number of special interest groups that had been hiding that money and wanted it for their own purposes. As a result, we had to pare back a few of the items in order to get the votes we needed, at least for this budget vote. One solution to make up what we lost was to sell off a portion of the tobacco settlement fund revenue the states around the country had won against the tobacco industry. This is much like someone who wins the lottery taking a smaller lump sum up front rather than the full payment spread out over 20 years. If the senators vote to concur with this amendment, the one we sent them Wednesday evening, the people of the Commonwealth won't be stuck with higher heating bills, electric bills, and telephone bills as a result of the proposed new gross receipts tax, severance taxes, and sales taxes. The money is there right now without any of those taxes, so there is no need for them. It's my hope that the Senate will quickly concur with what we've sent over to them.
And to shift gears, there has been a problem with one of the big credit check agencies in the United States, and it has exposed millions and millions of people and quite a few Pennsylvanians to the possibility of identity theft. What's going on here?
Well, Equifax, which is one of the three major national credit reporting agencies, recently had their system hacked, and it was a security breach that got access to people's personal information, their credit histories, as well as accounts. And we don't know yet what the extent of that damage is, but the Pennsylvania State Attorney General, along with several other states' attorney generals, are actively involved in an investigation of this breach. And I actually anticipate possibly the U.S. Attorney General will be joining in that as well. But in the meantime, I want to bring to people's attention some of the things that they can do. If you have suspicious activity on any of your accounts, I urge you to get a hold of the Attorney General's office at their hotline at 1-800-441-2555 or at atscams@attorneygeneral.gov. The Federal Trade Commission also has information on how to prevent identity theft at www.identitytheft.gov. You can always contact my office as well, and we will be glad to help you get through to any of these agencies.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Chris Dush.